The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Miss Edna Best, Andy Devine, Miss Zazu Pitts, music by Opie Cates, and starring Lum and Abner.
Hey, Abner, looky here. Somebody walked out of the store and left a diamond ring on the counter.
A diamond ring? Well, doggies, that's real thoughty of them. A tip, huh?
No, they never left it on a purpose, you idiot. That thing's valuable. Might be a wedding ring.
Oh, it couldn't be that, Lum. Ain't no scars on it.
Just look at the size of that thing. It's just loaded with carrots.
Carrots? Is that what they're making them out of now?
Oh, just look how it shines, all yellow and green.
They must have left the tops on some of them carrots.
Now, who could have left this here? Who come in the store while I was gone?
Well, Muley Connor's hound dog come in, said a while. Didn't seem to have nothing particular on his mind, though. Pretty sure it wasn't him that left the ring.
Of course not. What would a dog be doing with a diamond wedding ring?
That's just what I was going to say. Unless he's engaged to Lassie.
Now, come on now, Abner. Think hard. Who else was in here?
Well, let's see. Old Dad Foss come in to get one of his sleeve garters vulcanized. Oh, wait. I know who must have left it. Lady Brilton.
Well, for goodness sakes, why didn't you tell me? Give me that ring and I'll take it right over. Or no, wait a minute. Yeah, I've got a better idea. I ain't going to take it to her.
Why, Lum, that's unhonest. Besides, I don't think it'll fit you.
I ain't going to keep it. I'm going to let her worry a little bit, and then I'll jump in like a detective and locate the ring, and she'll think I'm the greatest one hero she's ever known.
She will, huh?
Oh, sure. You know how women folks always fall for detectives? Now, that Sam Spade has a different woman fall for him every Sunday night.
Yeah. Where does that Spade dig him up?
Oh, I tell you, if this thing works out like I think it will, you may be looking at the new Spade.
From where I sit, the new Spade looks like an old rake.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serving more American homes than any other make. Yes, more than 10 million refrigerating units have been built and sold by Frigidaire. Frigidaire is number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Abner, I bound you this ring of Lady Brilton's is worth at least $10,000.
That little hunk of glass? Why, Lum, you've lost your reason, and you can get a whole winder for less than that.
Them things run up pretty high. You heard about that diamond that Rita Hayworth got out of the alley can, didn't you?
Did she get one out of there? Doggers. You know, it's amazing what you can find in them things. You just take the trouble to stir around them.
Oh, I bound you that Narita's is worth a good $500,000. Of course, the paper said that, and of hers is big as a belt buckle.
Belt buckle?
Yes, sir.
Doggies, it just wouldn't seem right going around holding up a $3 pair of pants with a $500,000 belt buckle.
Well, Abner, the...
Now, personal, I'd rather just get a $400,000 belt buckle and a better pair of pants.
you do that.
Yeah.
You know, Lady Brilton's awful lucky she happened to lose that ring in here. Anybody else would start figuring right away how much we could get for it at the pawn shop.
Anybody else would, huh?
Imagine taking a monster jewel like that to the pawn shop.
Oh, that would be a sight.
Feller'd have to get a wheelbarrow to haul the money away. Yes, sir. Lady Brilton don't know how lucky she is. That she... What are you staring out the window for?
Oh, I was just thinking. Does Charlie Redfield have a wheelbarrow?
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. Don't you go getting no such ideas as that in your head. This ring is going right back to Lady Brilton and no place else.
Well, I wish she'd hurry up and come over here looking for it, then, Lum. It's too dangerous having such a valuable thing around a store. Call her up and tell her it's here.
No, and then I couldn't play detective. Or wait. I know. I'll call her on some other pretext.
Be easier to call her on the phone.
I'll give her a chance to mention her ring, and then I'll say, fear not, fair lady. Bulldog Edwards will track down the clever thief that's got it.
Oh, you ain't so clever.
Oh, hello, Sister Sampson. I'd like to speak with Lady Brilton, please, Mom.
Wonder if that dog is engaged to Lassie.
Well, where? Oh, for goodness sake. Well, goodbye. How do you like that? Lady Brilton's left town. They don't know when she'll be back.
Ah.
Granny's Abner, if somebody comes in and steals that ring, we'll be out $10,000.
Lum, for the land's sake, simmer down. Every time somebody walks by the store, you might not jump clean out of your bow brigand.
Well, I'm just feared a robber's going to come along any minute, and then where'll we be?
Well, I don't know about you. I'll be about 6 miles up the road there.
Where can I put this ring where it'll be protected?
Stick it in the safe.
That's kind of risky. There ain't no door on it.
Ain't Luke Spears brung back that door yet? Ornery little varmint barred it to anchor his boat way last fall.
Besides, there ain't room in the safe no ways. It's full of walnuts.
Well, just hide the ring, Summer.
How could a feller hide a ring in here?
Lum, you could hide an elephant in this place. There's spots in this store you couldn't even find with the blueprint.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. You hide the ring.
All right.
Then if a robber comes in here and says to me, where's that valuable diamond? I can look him right in the eye and say, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What if he asks me?
Nobody asks the fella that wears a flour sack shirt and G.I. shoes, where is a diamond?
Uh-huh.
So you're safe.
Oh, no, you ain't going to talk me into this by flattering.
Well, now, Abner...
No. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Mose Moose. Get him to hide it for you.
Yeah, that's even a better idea.
Get him to set on it.
That'll hide it. Come on in, Mose. I got a little job for you.
Love, I can't do nothing right now. I'm just too upset.
But, Mose, this can't wait.
Oh, I just seen something so sad I had to get out of my barber shop.
Whose hair did you cut, Mose?
It weren't that. I was standing there getting ready to shave a feller. I was dropping the razor on his neck.
On his neck?
Well, it was leather neck, John.
Is he the one you have to use saddle soap on?
Yeah, anyway, all of
Mose,
a sudden...
Mose, we ain't got time for this.
All of a sudden, I looked in the mirror, and I seen the saddest sight.
Well, don't worry, Mose. Looks ain't everything.
Well, I don't mean me. What I seen was the reflect of a feller across the street painting a big sign. The sun was beating down on him, and he was painting and sweating and sweating and painting. Him and the paint was both getting thinner and thinner.
Bless his heart. Bless his little dehydrated heart.
I just couldn't hardly stand to watch him. He was painting the ice cream cone, and it was melting faster than he could paint it. I was afeard I was going to stand there and just blubber away.
With as much blubber as you got, you could stand to lose a little.
Look, Mose, you don't need to feel so sorry for that sign painter. When he taken the job, he knowed he'd have to work in the hot sun.
Oh, that ain't it, Lum. It was that sign I seen the reflecting in the mirror.
What was the matter with it?
Well, after doing all that work, the poor farmer had every single word of it painted backwards.
You silly goose, when you look in a mirror that way, everything's backwards.
No, it ain't. I was in the mirror, too, and I was perfectly all right. Well, except for some reason this morning, I was shaving with my left hand.
Well, I ain't got time to explain it to you now, Mose. Right now, I want you to hide this diamond ring for me.
Hide a diamond? One, I've cheated at solitaire. And I've watered the bay rum at my barber shop. Well, I even tilted the pinball machine. But I ain't gonna handle no hot jewels.
Mose, you got the wrong idea. This belongs to Lady Brilton, and we're just trying to protect it till she gets back.
Oh, well, give it here then. Where do you want me to hide it?
We don't want to know. Come on, Abner, let's go out in the feed room so as we can't see where he puts it.
Yeah, all right. Mama, you sure we can trust Mose in here all by himself with that big diamond?
Well, now, Abner, just stop and think for a minute. Can you imagine Mose Moots ever doing anything untrustworthy? Yeah, better lock the front door. Grannies, I wish I knowed how long Lady Brilton's gonna be gone. Say, you don't reckon she went in to see the county sheriff about her diamond?
Sheriff?
Grannies, if he ever comes out here and finds it in the store, he'll arrest us.
Well, if he can find it, he's doing better than I've been able to do.
Abner, I told you to stop hunting for that ring. The reason I had Mose hide it was so we wouldn't have to worry about that old big diamond.
Yeah, now we have to worry about that old big Mose.
Well, you may think this idea's silly. I might not wish some crook would come in here so as I could show you how good the plan would work.
Huh.
He'd get the drop on us and we'd just laugh at him.
Yeah, I can see us laughing and dropping.
If a hold-up man was to walk in here right now... Oh, my goodness, there comes one.
Hello.
Oh, Granny, it's just you, Opie.
Well, you fellas look kind of scared.
You did kind of scare us a little.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we thought you was coming in after a diamond.
No, I come in after some oyster crackers.
All right, sir. Abner, get Opie some. Abner, what are you doing there?
Oh, just looking. I thought Mose might have hid it in the egg box.
Well, quit being so curious.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't in the egg box, huh?
No. Maybe it's in the coffee grinder.
I've done looked there.
Hey, what does a fella have to do around here to get some oyster crackers in this town? Join the Rotary Club?
Huh? Oh, excuse me, Opie.
Well, Uncle Luke, he wants them for the lunchroom. Oysters are out of season, but he's serving the crackers on the sly.
Well, it ought to be all right, Opie. June ain't got no R in it.
Abner, get the phone while I get the crackers.
Yeah, all right. Hello, jot them down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yes, Mom.
Couple of pounds of oyster crackers be enough, Opie?
Yeah, just be sure you put them in a plain, unidentified sack in case I meet a policeman.
Well, for the land's sakes, I thought Lady Brilton went out of town.
Lady Brilton?
Oh, I see.
Give me the phone, Abner.
All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Who was that? What'd she say?
It was Sister Simpson. She said Lady Brilton had came back because she thought she left something here at the store, and she's on her way over here right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now old Bulldog Edwards can get into action. Track down the ring for her and be a real, genuine imitation 14-carat hero.
I wonder if these crackers would be legal with canned oysters.
Abner, hurry up and get Mose Moots on the phone and ask him where he hid the diamond.
Yeah, all right. I'm just dying to know where he put it myself.
Now, recollect, Abner, when Lady Brilton gets here, don't let on that we know anything about the ring at all.
Hello, Mose? Oh, well, let me speak to him, please.
Hurry up, Abner.
How's that?
Gab, find out where he hid it.
Oh, I see. Much obliged. Goodbye.
What did he say?
That weren't Mose. It's Walt Bates waiting for a haircut. He's called all over town and can't find Mose.
Can't find Mose?
No, sir.
Oh, my goodness. He's the only one in the world that knows where the ring's at. What am I going to do now?
Well, Bulldog, I'd suggest you stick your nose to the trail and strike out sniffing.
Thank you.
Much obliged anyway. Goodbye. Dad, blame it, that Mose ain't nowhere to be found. You don't reckon he's hiding, do you?
Law, Mose Moots couldn't hide in the Grand Canyon.
I hope he ain't dead.
Well, if he is, we're sure enough whipped, because ain't nobody ever found out where elephants go to die.
Well, come on, let's get to hunting for the ring. Better lock the doors so we don't have to bother waiting on no customers.
Uh-oh, you're too late. There comes old Windy Niles.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, I'll get shut of him and nothing flat.
You want to bet?
Well, if I can just keep him off the subject of Frigidaire's, I can.
Well, howdy, boys. How's everything?
Look, Mr. Niles, we're kind of busy today. We're looking for a jewel.
Well, there it is right there.
Huh? Where?
Right there. That new Frigidaire is a jewel if I've ever seen one.
Mom, you lost round one.
Well, Mr. Niles...
And now that you've brought up the subject of Frigidaire, why, Lum, here's what to say to your customers.
Well, Mr. Niles...
Say to them, now's the time to ask yourself whether your old refrigerator is really capable of doing its job right in the scorching hot days ahead. Don't take chances with the safety of your food. Protect it in the great new refrigerator that gives you safe cold from top to bottom. That's Frigidaire. Every model is fully, correctly refrigerated. And now is the right time to buy a Frigidaire at a new low price. Now you can get a 6-cubic-foot, full family-size Frigidaire refrigerator for as little as $189.75. There's proof for you that Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator, is America's number one value. Whichever Frigidaire model you choose, you'll find it packed with famous Frigidaire features. Ask your Frigidaire dealer to show them to you tomorrow. See the economical trouble-free meter miser, simplest refrigerating mechanism ever built. Every Frigidaire has it. Only Frigidaire has it. See the solid brass super freezer or the full-width super freezer chest. See the exclusive quick cube ice trays, the roomy, fully refrigerated hydrator, the sturdy one-piece cabinet. See proof that Frigidaire gives you more value, more features that more people want. When you buy on proof, not claims, you'll buy Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Abner, this is a matter of life or death. I just got to find that diamond.
Well, Lump, if you don't quit tearing up this store, we ain't even going to find our way out of here. Maybe it's over this way.
Are you looking for the ring?
Forget the ring. I'm looking for the door.
You ain't no help at all. Have you found anything, Opie?
Yeah, I found Abner.
That's great.
Thank you, Opie.
Put him down. Lady Brilton will be here any minute. If I ain't got her ring, I'll sink right to the floor.
One time in Clinton, Arkansas, Orrin Kistler sunk through 3 floors.
Of all the fool ideas, getting Mose to hide that diamond in the first place.
Orrin stepped into the elevator at the 3rd floor, but the elevator was at the 4th floor.
I give up, Mom. I can't find it.
We can't give up.
Orrin thought there was something wrong when he went past the 1st floor. You see, that's usually where he got off.
Just one hope. I gotta find Mose Moots and make him tell me where he put it.
You know, Orrin's watch didn't keep very good time for a couple of weeks after that. Bent his rotary pen a little bit, too.
Opie, don't stand around here muttering. Get out and look for Mose Moots.
Oh, yes?
Kiver the whole town with a fine-tooth hairbrush. Drag out the throw net, or throw out the hairnet. I mean, well, go find him.
Oh, yes, I will.
And, Abner, you wait here and stall off Lady Brilton. I'm going to find Mose Moots today if it takes me the rest of my life.
Lom, I know this is a shot in the dark, but if I was you, I'd look for him over at his house.
Hello? Hello, anybody home here? Mose! Are you home, Mose? Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? Excuse me while I answer the phone. Or, what am I saying? Hello. Mose Moots' residence.
Is Mose there?
No, he ain't.
Well, I'd like to leave a message for him.
Just a minute. Let me get a pencil. Okay, go ahead.
Well, if Mose comes in, tell him Lum Edwards wants to see him.
Granny, everybody wants to see Mose. Or wait, that's me. Who is this, Opie?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, don't you know me? I'm Lum.
Oh, well, in that case, if Mose comes in, tell him you're looking for him.
Dad, blame it, Opie. Wait, I hear somebody on the porch. Yeah, they're knocking. Maybe that's Mose. Goodbye. Come in, Mose.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts of the County Home Economics Bureau.
Oh, for pity's sakes, you again.
The county has set aside this week as Make Your Own Potholders Week.
Look, Miss Pitts, I ain't got time to discuss potholders. A big emergency has came up.
Oh, well, the county puts out a booklet on emergencies. Shock, sunburn, chilblains, and care of the Charlie horse.
Well, it ain't that kind of an emergency. I'm looking for a man.
I know what you mean, kiddo. I'm faced with that same emergency.
I mean, I'm looking for a fella that knows where a diamond ring's at.
That's exactly the kind I'm looking for, too.
Well, look, Miss Pitts, I can't stand here wasting time. I'm a busy man.
Well, Lum, what are you doing over here?
Mose Moots. I, Granny's Mose, am I ever glad to see you.
Well, get up off your knees, Lum. Tell me who your friend is.
I'm Miss Pitts of the County Home Economics Bureau. Would you like to know how to make potholders?
I sure would. I never can find a girdle big enough to hold mine.
Mose, don't pay no attention to her. Every second counts. Tell me quick, where'd you hide that diamond ring?
Well, I ain't supposed to tell you where it's at.
Well, it's all right now, though. Hurry up and tell me.
Well, I put it in that bin with them split peas.
In the split peas? Well, get out of my way. I gotta get back to the store before Lady Brilton gets there. Move over, Mose.
What for?
Of course, if I have to walk around you, it'll take me 5 minutes longer. Move!
In the split peas. Doggies, I never thought of looking in there for it.
Well, hurry up and look in there now and find that ring, because there comes Lady Brilton down the road right now.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, this is going to be my big moment with her. She'll come in here all worried, and she'll say, I think I left a ring in here. I'll kind of teeter my eyebrows and say, oh?
You'll say what?
Oh?
Now, there's a snappy comeback.
Then she'll get more worried, and she'll say, I'm pretty sure I left a ring in here. And I'll just say, oh?
You're quite a conversationist. Ain't you feared you'll bore talking that much?
Then after I've toyed with her for a spell, I'll squint my eyes and look real brainy. And
that I've got to see.
And I'll say, Lady Brilton, you're fortunate you came to me. It so happens that I'm an old Scotland Yard dog. Yard man. You can depend on me to find your ring. Then I'll sort of twinkle my eyes at her.
Lon, this is making me a little sick.
Abner, hurry up and find that ring in there.
Lom, I've got news for you.
Huh?
That ring ain't in here.
It ain't?
No, sir.
Well, it's got to be. Mose put it in there.
Well, he must have taken it out again then.
Wait a minute. Did anybody buy any split peas while I was out?
Hell, how'd you know?
Oh. Awful. Who'd you sell them to?
Well, let's see. Whether Abernathy's in, Luke Spears, Miss Seastrong.
Yeah, but who bought the split peas?
I don't recollect.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now what am I going to do?
I don't know what, but you better start doing something, because here she comes along. Well, how do you do, Lady Brilton, your highnessity?
Why, hello there, Mr. Peabody. Mr. Edwards, I think I left a ring in here this morning.
Oh.
Yes, I'm quite sure I left a ring here.
Oh.
If you've used up the old, you better start swinking.
I left it right here on the counter. You must have seen it.
A ring? Abner, have we saw a ring?
Don't look at me. I ain't the old Scotland Yard dog.
Lady Brillon, would you excuse me for a minute? I'd like to have a word with my partner.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Listen, Abner.
Yeah.
I'll get her out of here, take her down to Luke Spears' lunchroom or Summers, and that'll give you a chance to track down that blame ring.
Mom, I don't know where it's at.
Ignorance ain't no excuse. Find it anyway.
But, Mom, I...
Oh, I say, Lady Brillon, I'm sure your ring will turn up sooner or later. In the meantime, shall we toddle down to the lunchroom for a spot of tea and meatballs?
Well, thank you, but I'm really not hungry.
Fine, let's go.
Mr. Edward, please, stop pushing me.
Is this table all right, Lady Brillon, or would you rather go informal and set it to counter?
Well, really, Miss Edwards, I'm not at all hungry. I merely wanted to find out about the ring.
Ring? Oh, Luke makes a nice salmon ring, takes it out of the can, and decorates it with the label.
To be perfectly honest, you know, I don't care for the cuisine here.
Well, maybe he fries it too hard.
Now, really, Mr. Edwards, I have told you that I'm only interested in the ring. You see, it belongs...
Ring of baloney, you say? Yeah, that'd be nice. Hey, Luke, you putting out any baloney today?
Yeah, but I can't compete with you.
Mr. Edwards, I am not interested in victual.
Luke, why don't you recommend something special for Lady Brillon?
Well, I'd recommend a special meatloaf.
Is that good today?
No, but it's all I got.
Well, make that two.
You want soup or salad?
Well, if I must have something, I'll take a salad.
Better take soup. I ain't got no salad.
All right. Now then, Mr. Edwards, do you or do you not know anything about the ring?
Oh, now, don't worry about that, Lady Brillon. I'll track that down for you.
Do you know where it is?
Well,
Hey, Lum.
Just a minute, Lady Brillon. I think I might be getting a clue right now.
Wait a minute, Lum. Where are you going? Here's your soup.
Well, Lady Brillon can start on hers first.
Howard.
Well, I got to talk to Abner for a second. Will you excuse me, Lady Brillon?
No, certainly.
Watch out now. The soup's hot.
Now, what is it, Abner? Did you find the ring?
No, sir.
Well, did you recollect who bought the split peas?
No, sir, and I've just been racking my brain long.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, come here. Look what I found in my soup. My ring.
Huh?
Hey, now I know who bought the split peas, Mom.
Back in a moment, but first, here's an important suggestion. Choose the electric range that gives you proof it's best every time you cook on it. It's a Frigidaire, America's most beautiful electric range. There are many Frigidaire models, and all are at new low prices. For cooler, easier cooking this summer, choose Frigidaire. See the different models, the new low prices, at your Frigidaire dealers tomorrow.
Bringing me home, Mr. Edwards, and thank you again for finding the ring.
Oh, that weren't nothing much.
Well, it was such a very clever way of returning it.
Oh, that's all in a day's work for a brilliant detective like me. Fact is, diamonds is sort of my specialty. One look at a diamond and I can tell if it comes from Africa or South Africa. By the way, where did your diamond come from?
Woolworths. It's a trinket I picked up for my little niece.
Mom and Abner Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of the complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, commercial refrigeration equipment. Wendell Al speaking. See you next week. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.